Feast of Tabernacle and joining us. Somebody was telling me today with the history, recreating and teaching the religion and new revelation all through the internet, and you can be with us wherever you are and join us this feast, the most holy feast of God, one of the seven feasts that God commanded to be kept forever. He has designed this one as the last feast of the year, and this is the coming of the Messiah is supposed to be happening in this day, and that has happened already, and this revelation is back, and we have to go back to the first commandment, first unique commandments of how humanity has to celebrate this holy day, not a national holiday, not a personal holiday, not a race or a region or a different people in different countries holiday, but if we want to bring God in our lives, we have to go back and see that his holy days and celebrate them as he told us to do. That also destroys all the separation again between humanity. Somebody says, well, let's keep this holiday or this feast because my race or my people, you know, follow them. And the other person says, no, let's have this one, which my people are following them. And again, that separation and that destructive tendencies of humanity will come up and will create separation and destruction, as we can see all over the world as going on even right now. So, did everybody accept the Feast of Tabernacle and the seven feasts or holy days of God? Then all these destructive tendencies will go away, and all of us are united as one humanity, one God, and one holy day. Of course, again, the feast of the energy is very high here again in the mission. I don't know if you can feel it also through the internet. It's a beautiful feeling. The grace is the greatest in the feast, and I hope everybody feels that. And all of us have to feel and bring that grace in ourselves so we can affect other people also to see, oh, I want to give you that beautiful grace and energy that this emanates from this community or this person and everything else. And so we can bring that grace to all over the world, wherever we are, and we have to bring the other people to ourselves and give them grace and beauty of the feast, as we used to do it here. You used to come here and give the grace, so you are filled up with it. Now you have to realize and make it yours. You become the grace and the center of grace of God wherever you are, so you bring other people and let that grace come to you and touch them, and they also know how to keep themselves with that grace. And as we said, like a candle that lights 7, 8 other candles or 12 candles, and those 12 candles can light another each 12 candles, and on and on, and pretty soon we can lift up a lot of wonderful divine out there, and all can join the satsang and the mission and be with us. Of course, we are not in a hurry. We don't care. The number is not that important. It used to be, but not anymore. We understand that God's work is different each time. Sometimes, as you know, today we were hearing in the lecture by Kirsha that, you know, God tells them to pick up the sword and go and fight those who do not believe and those who attack you, and convert them to Islam, and eventually, you know, Islam become a dominating or very powerful, you know, religion. Or another one, Christ comes, he has to be sacrificed, and there's another way of spreading his thing. This time is mostly education, mostly awakening of the spiritual forces within each individual person, as we have been preaching for the last 20 years. And the number of the people we have, that is great. It looks so wonderful when you look at the screen in the computer and you said 5, 6, 7 people are there, and all of them said Mission of Material Center here, Mission of Material Center there, Mission of Material. Now imagine if there are hundreds of the centers all over the world connected to the, you know, the mission conference, and all of them have mission from China, mission from, you know, India or Pakistan or China or this and that, and that would be, you know, even greater joy would come to all of us. And so, as usual, we have to thank these ladies here in the mission. They did a good job getting the mission going. They are the real angels that helping very hardly and highly to get this mission going. Of course, they don't accept them, thank or give them. They all just say, thanks God. And so they say this is God being through them, and they are correct. And but we still appreciate the time and energy they put in the mission and get this going. And also tomorrow is the opening day, Satsang day. And you can, in your place, can invite anybody you want, as we would invite anybody here to join us. And if nobody came, that's fine, as usual. We will go ahead with our mission and the sad times, and we will release the mission to everybody to become a part of it, and we will continue to preach and reach to humanity. Okay, well, that is I can go ahead and go over the mission and the great sign and the first seal and the second seal and the third seal and on and about the many different wonderful things we have in the mission, and so give a beautiful satsang that I have, you know, given for last 20 years. God's come through and he says the things that is correct and wonderful. And but I feel more and more, as I said many times, I have given all the satsangs, you know, really should be given, and also sound like nobody has questions anymore. That is good. That means that you already know everything to know, and that makes me feel that you guys already now answer questions instead of asking questions. But for the sake of seeing if there is any question, I open the floor or the microphone or the internet for any questions you might have.